Plans to streamline health and social care in Bolton are being put forward amid strains in the industry. The plans, which have been lodged by Bolton Health and Care Partnership, propose to divide the borough into six neighbourhoods, which will be served by health and care teams. Splitting the area into neighbourhoods, each made up of 30,000 to 55,000 people, would aid the service to help people stay well for longer and provide proactive, personalised care. As well as the neighbourhoods, a greater emphasis on short-term care is proposed, which is where services and support are provided primarily to older adults after leaving hospital or when at risk of hospital admission, aiming to avoid hospital admissions and residential care. Called Living Well at Home, the programme would focus on keeping residents healthy and well in the community. The partnership says that the programme is needed due to life expectancy in the borough being lower than the average for England. Health inequalities having risen and the need and demand for services rising, with people often presenting in crisis. Councillors and officers met to discuss the proposals at the Health Overview and Adult Social Care Scrutiny Committee last week. Speaking at the meeting, one officer said, "Over the COVID period, we moved into three districts, the North, the South and the West, so that we were resilient and we could provide robust services in that difficult period. The plan was that we were going to nine neighbourhoods before COVID. But what we found in the COVID period is actually that would have spread us too thinly over the borough. A piece of work was started in January of this year with Health and Care Partners, and we considered the residents, the registered population of GPs across the borough, age, the profiles with support of public health colleagues. Over the three districts, we had a population of £75,000 in each of these, but actually, we should be serving populations of around 55,000 in neighbourhoods, and that is what the benchmark is and the national guidance."